Pastor Carrico of the First Assemblies of God at 1400 Lee Highway, right here in Bristol, Virginia, is going to be speaking for us for the next 3 days. It's a message entitled Choices. So scoot up your chair and lean in.
This morning, the title of my sermon is It's a Choice. And what I want to do today is, if there's anyone here that's never made the choice of receiving Christ as your personal Savior, today would be a wonderful day to do that. If you have received Christ as your Savior, as I'm sure most of you or many of you have, I want to encourage you to keep on making good choices. Keep on making good decisions. My sermon text this morning is found in the book of Joel, chapter 3, and verse 14. If you have your Bible, you can turn there, either in your phone, your device that you brought with us, or your carrier Bible. I hope that you have the Word of God with you some way. But if not, it'll be up on the screen. Joel records multitudes in the valley of decision. And there are a lot of people today in the valley of decision, they don't even know it. But how many of you know in reality, we just don't know when the moment of decision comes for us as far as life is concerned. But we're all there, all the time, making choices. And I'm already in the back of my mind thinking, what do you want to eat after church? Glory to God. See, I should never say things like that because I lose every one of you for the rest of the service. All you think about now is lunch. The Bible says, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Life is an accumulation of choices. We make choices every day. I want to thank you for making the choice of being in the house of God and honoring the Lord this morning. And one upon another, upon another, upon another, we make choices until finally our life is defined by the multitude of choices that we've made over a period of a lifetime. My wife was in the first service this morning. She has been in the medical field for over 30 years now, or right at 30 years as an RN in different ways and in different things. But she often will tell me that you can sometimes just look at a person and you can tell a lot about the choices they've made over their lifetime. Because life's choices will sometimes take a toll even upon your body and you can see it. But I tell you what, I chose another word other than appearance here. But when a person gets saved, I can tell a difference in their countenance. I used a word other than appearance. I want to use the word account of a countenance here, their countenance. I can see a difference in them because the Spirit of God in them radiates through them and they look different and look better. Now, their eye color hasn't necessarily changed or whatever, you know, but the presence of God in them has truly made a difference because God is such a good God. Choices range from the mundane of everyday choices of what we'll have for lunch or where we'll do this or do that to the life-changing types of decisions about where we're going to go to school or how we're going to have an occupation, what our life, our work is going to be, changes that truly change a life. 2 weeks ago, my mother passed away, be 2 weeks ago this Sunday. My father, about 17 years ago, passed away. They made a great decision in their life. It was in the early 1950s, the last week of a six-week revival over in Wise County. My father and mother got saved. One of my favorite photographs is a picture of my father and mother in Clear Creek up in Norton. Many of y'all from that area would know. On Easter Sunday, my mother is wearing a coat because they were baptized on Easter Sunday and they literally had to push the ice out of the way. And Mom wouldn't take her coat off. And I don't know that I blame her. But that photograph is a wonderful keepsake to me because it reminds me they made a good decision. Come on, church, would you say amen? They were people of very modest means, but Jesus helped them make some good decisions after they get saved. How many of you, since you've got saved, make better decisions than you used to? Jesus is the one. He turns our life around. At the age of 15, I got saved. It was the best decision that I've ever made. Today, if you've never made it, I want you to make the choice to have a new start, a new beginning, a new creation. When I prepared this sermon, I thought, you know what? That sounds so wonderful. It's almost too good to be true. If this wasn't in the Bible, I wouldn't believe it. If somebody was selling that on TV, I would say the only beginning would be the new beginning my money would have in your hands when I give it to you. Because I don't think I would believe it. It sounds almost too good to be true. But folks, how many of you would say amen that Jesus gave us a new beginning? Give the Lord a hand and praise Him this morning, would you? Amazing. Amazing. I even think of the divine terminology that Jesus used. You will be born again. I mean, a new beginning, a new start, a new opportunity. Let's look at what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Isn't that amazing? How many of you can say amen? That's what Jesus did. King James says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That is amazing. You get a new start. You get a new opportunity. The American Standard Version says, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. That's an amazing scripture, a new beginning, a new day, a new opportunity. As I prayed and just thought and prepared this sermon, my days of Monopoly came back. And I'd love it when I would draw out of the community chest the card that says, pass goal and collect $200. Folks, Jesus can help you pass goal. He can put you on the other side. I have seen people that have hit rock bottom. They've lost everything they've had. They've been destroyed by sin. They've been destroyed by life. They've been destroyed by the bad choices they've made. They decided to get saved. They've served the Lord. God has blessed them, put their life back together, prospered them, blessed them, and they have a new day because of Jesus. God is blessing them. How many of you know we have a good, good God? I have seen people that have hit rock bottom. They've lost everything they've had. They've been destroyed by sin. They've been destroyed by life. They've been destroyed by the bad choices they've made. They decided to get saved. They've served the Lord. God has blessed them, put their life back together, prospered them, blessed them, and they have a new day because of Jesus. A new goal is the ultimate goal in life, a new opportunity. Well, you can have it. People say, oh, if I knew then what I know now. You know, I've said that a lot of times. If I knew then what I know now. Well, you know what? You can have a new opportunity. And you can take what you have learned in Jesus and apply it, and God can do great things in your life. Oh, if I knew then what I know. Well, God will give you a new start, and you can use all that information. If I had it to do over again, I would do some things so differently. Well, you know what? God's going to give you a chance, and you're going to have a new start and a new opportunity. How many of you are thankful for the new opportunity Jesus gave us? He said, oh, all the things I would do and all the things I would change. Well, change them. I'll give you a new day. Do it. All the people I would tell that I love, well, you know what? Start today. God will give you a new day. Tell them you love them.
This is part one of a three-part lesson. Be sure to tune in for parts two and three.